every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of Genesis. When the Lord saw how great was man's wickedness on earth, and how no desire that his heart conceived was ever anything but evil, he regretted that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was grieved. So the Lord said, I will wipe out from the earth the men whom I have created, and not only the men, but also the beasts and the creeping things and the birds of the air, for I am sorry that I made them. But Noah found favor with the Lord. Then the Lord said to Noah, Go into the ark, you and all your household, for you alone in this age have I found to be truly just. Of every clean animal, take with you seven pairs, a male and its mate, and of the unclean animals, one pair, a male and its mate. Likewise, of every clean bird of the air, seven pairs, a male and a female, and of all the unclean birds, one pair, a male and a female. Thus you will keep their issue alive over all the earth. 7 days from now I will bring rain down on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And so I will wipe out from the surface of the earth every moving creature that I have made. Noah did just as the Lord had commanded him. As soon as the 7 days were over, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Give to the Lord, you sons of God. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Adore the Lord in holy attire. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The Lord over vast waters. The voice of the Lord is mighty. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The God of glory thunders, and in his temple all will say glory. The Lord is enthroned above the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Alleluia. 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 Whoever loves me will keep my word, says the Lord, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out, guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it is because you have no bread? Do you not understand or comprehend, are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? And do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many wicker baskets full of fragments you picked up?" They answered, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We use the word regret quite a bit. I regret that I couldn't do this or that or accept the invitation. We tend to feel, when you use the word regret, think about sorrow for something. Here we have in the first reading today, the word regret appears in English. And the Lord says, It says that the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and his heart was grieved. Now, we hear another place where God says, "I regret that I appointed Saul as king." Now, how do we understand this? Because Did God look back and say, I made a mistake to create the world and all this and so forth? And that's not the case. God has foreknowledge. He knows everything that's going to happen. And so it's God plans things and knows the consequences, but he also knows that there's always a better plan involved, a greater good, a greater plan than we can imagine. And so we get to the gospel today. I think the apostles are regretting that they didn't bring enough bread for them. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread. They had only one loaf with them in the boat. And they might say, well, that's poor planning. You know, we regret we didn't plan ahead. But isn't God planning ahead for us right now? Isn't God thinking about what's best for us at this very moment? Isn't God leading us into insight into the things that we don't understand? Or do we look backwards and we have something in our past that we regret that we did that and focus on the past and don't see how God is bringing good out of perhaps what we've done wrong? So a lot of times we ask the question, what went wrong? But the question really today is, what is right? What is going right? And what is God doing? And this is the meaning of the Eucharist. Do you not understand, Jesus is saying in the gospel today? Do you not know the focus? Can I not lead you into a deeper mystery of what we celebrate? Today we have a problem with the human heart, and of course Valentine's Day is a time to think about, do we really love each other? Do we show appreciation for each other and so forth? What is to love another person? But we have this source of love before us, and so when we receive Holy Communion, sometimes we teach the children, you know, how to hold their hands, we teach them how to receive communion, we teach them how to, you know, prepare. But perhaps we don't teach enough in the church how to give thanks after receiving communion. Perhaps what we need to, when we say, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, only say the words, and my soul shall be healed. Perhaps after communion today, we might look into our hearts and say, perhaps there's something in my heart that needs to be healed, that Jesus needs to touch, that Jesus needs to put life there. That we don't look back to the regrets. We look back and say, well, the Lord is feeding us, and we have our fill. We're all satisfied. But perhaps the Lord is, there's point in us that perhaps we haven't brought that illness or that part of the heart that needs healing to the Lord.